in the year Tafshin Mem Hei. It's over 30 years ago. So something was happening. Something very not good. And most people didn't know what was happening. It came around Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and the Rebbe called a few people into Yechidus in a way that like never happened. And people were talking like, what happened? What happened all of a sudden? Everyone was talking, something happened. They weren't sure what. Something very, very serious happened. Something not good. And finally it came like 2 weeks later on Yud Beis Tammuz, and the Rebbe spoke about it openly and everyone heard. In those days, the Rebbe had Verbringens that went on the television. That they had by the Verbringens, you could see on some of the videos, these people with huge video cameras and people moving around the camera. Back then, they didn't have tiny little cameras everywhere like nowadays. If they want to send a video, they had to have these huge machines attached to these big wires and these like trucks with like satellites to send out the video. So people in all different places far away, different times of the year, that everyone would have Verbringen on the TV. There would be big cameras there. And at the same time that everyone was speaking, there would be a chassid upstairs who would be translating. He'd be listening to Verbringen, and he'd have a microphone, and he would translate into English. So people watched the TV, they could see the Rebbe talking, and then hear English at the same time. So the Verbringen was on the television for 3 hours, from 9:30 until 12:30, and then they shut off the connection to the TVs. And it was only, the Rebbe was only speaking to chassidim. Then the Rebbe said what happened. And even after the Rebbe said what happened, people were all shocked and confused. Like, what happened? What did the Rebbe just say? The Rebbe said how there were three people. They went into the Halakha library of the Rebbeim, and they were stealing Svarim. Now, right attached to 770, in fact, mainly under the ground, there is this big library of many, many, many Halakha Svarim, special Svarim from the Rebbeim, from all the Rebbeim, Svarim that they themselves wrote. And when a tzaddik writes something, it has a special kedusha. Just the fact that tzaddik touched it even, especially that they wrote Torah. By Matan Torah, the first word, Aseres HaDibros, is the word Anoichi. And the word Anoichi is a hint. It's spelled Aleph Nun Chaf Yud. Each letter is a hint to another word in Aramaic. Ono Nafshi Ksavis Yehavis, which means Hashem says, I wrote and gave myself. Hashem saying, I put myself into the Torah. For example, when someone eats food, it goes in their stomach and then from there to their whole entire body. And then the person grows, gets bigger, and a person has chayis, a person has strength to walk around, to do things. If a person doesn't eat, he can get very schwach, he can get weak. And then when he eats, he's stronger. So where did that strength come from? Oh, it came from his food, and from the energy Hashem put in the food. So the food came one thing with him, really. So too, when a person learns Torah, the Torah becomes one thing with him. It's part of him, his neshama, and his whole person. And also, Hashem puts himself in the Torah. So when you learn Torah, you got Hashem. So too, when a tzaddik writes and gives over a maimer and gives Torah, so he put himself there. So these halakha svarim from the Rebbeim, it's like the Rebbeim are there in their svarim. So somebody broke into the library and was stealing these svarim. 770 is the most holy place, and that's where they belong. It's the place of the Rebbe, and that's where the svarim should be. And they stole them, took them away, because this ganiv, this thief, thought, and was true, if I steal it, I can sell it for make a lot of money off it. Think, if I tell someone I have a sefer from the Alt Rebbe, you know how much money they'll pay me for it? If I tell them I have the Baal Shem Tov Siddur, wow, they could give me a huge amount of money. I could buy with that diamonds and planes and cars and houses, everything. And it was true. They could sell for, people would pay a lot of money for it. Even a goy would pay a lot of money for it. But Chas V'Shalom is a huge aveda to steal it away from a holy place, a safe, something that's holy from the Rebbeim, and sell it and give it to a goy for money. It's like Chas V'Shalom kidnapping. So for a while, they noticed Svarim missing until they finally found out who it was. And they told him, hey, you're stealing things, you got to give it back. And he said, no, I don't want to give it back. I'm not going to. And anyways, I'm not stealing. It's mine, this Ganav said. So what do you mean it's yours? You stole it. You snuck in the middle of the night and stole it. He said, yeah, I snuck in, but really it's mine anyways. Because I'm related to the Fidiker Rebbe. And the Fidiker Rebbe, we don't see him anymore. He don't see him. He passed away. So a regular person, when a regular person dies, his stuff goes to his children. It's called the Yerusha, inheritance. So if I'm related to the Fidiker Rebbe, I should get a lot of stuff should belong to me. So I'm allowed to sell it. So first of all, that's really not true. The Rebbe screamed at her for bringing, saying Chas Hashem to say that the Fidiker Rebbe that he's not alive anymore. The Rebbe screamed, "Hu b'chayim mamish." The Fidiker Rebbe is really alive here with us. What does that mean? Because all the Rebbeim are really one thing. When we're connected to the Rebbe, we're connected to the Fidiker Rebbe, we're connected to the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Marash, the Smach Tzedek, the Mitzvah Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, the Magid, the Baal Shem Tov, until Moshe Rabbeinu. They're all one thing. So when the Rebbe is here, we also have the Fidiker Rebbe is here. And the Fidiker Rebbe wants his Svarim to be here in 770. Also, the Fidiker Rebbe is not a regular person. You have your things and it goes to your children. The Fidiker Rebbe is a Rebbe. And a Rebbe is connected to every single Yid. So it's not something personal. These books belong to this person. Have fun with it and sell it and do whatever you want. They belong to the Rebbe and belong to the Chassidim. And they have to be there. So they tried to get the person to give it back. He said, no, I'm not giving it back. They said, you want to go to a Din Torah? And he doesn't want to go to a Din Torah. Listen to Rav. So they told the police. And he stole a lot of Halakha Sfarim. And he already sold some of them. Far away, the other side of the world, everywhere. Anybody pay a lot of money for it? But a lot of them, he still had. And he didn't get to sell it yet. So the police took all the Sfarim and said, hey, they said you stole it. So you can't sell it. They took it and they locked it up in a very special government room where no one could touch it. And he said, no, I didn't steal, it's mine. So they said, okay, the police, they don't figure out who's right, who's not. They say a judge, the court has to figure it out. Until now, we're going to lock it up so no one could sell it, no one could do anything to it, until the court figures out what's going to happen. So it had to go to a court case. So now the Rebbe took this very, very seriously. As a very, very not good thing. How could it be that someone would Chas v'Shalom steal Halakha Sfarim the Rebbeim, take them away from the holiest place to make money? And the Rebbe said, there's a gzeirah in Shemayim. Anytime something happens here in this world, it's because something's happening in Shemayim. For example, Yutes Kislev, when the Alter Rebbe came out of jail, so he was first in jail for a while. How did it happen? Well, some people were jealous. They were against the Alter Rebbe, so they went to the government, and they said, he's fighting against the king, he wants to be a king, a whole bunch of bab mises. So the government put him in jail until he found out it's not true. Well, okay, that's simply what happened, but the only way they could do that is because first in Shemayim, there was a gzeira against the Alter Rebbe. How are you teaching so many secrets of the Torah? You have to stop this. So he's in jail for 53 days, and that's 53 prakim in Tanya. Fine. So too, here in our case at Hey Tevis, the Rebbe said the Yetzahara Malach in Shemayim is speaking against Lubavitch and saying, you know, Lubavitch, they're not doing enough. They're supposed to spread Chassidus to the whole world and bring Mashiach and teach everyone about to bring Mashiach. They're not doing enough. They're sleeping. So they have this whole treasure of Chassidus, of holy Sfarim Rebbeim. They don't deserve to have it. So, it should be taken away from them. So the Yetzirah Malach himself went and got this person to go steal the Sfarim. Now, I don't think that means that the Malach came down and grabbed his shirt and said, come, go steal. Now, that's not exactly what happened. But whenever someone has a Yetzirah talking to him, that's the Yetzirah trying to get a person. Give an example. If a child will see something that's not his, and you hear this little voice saying, go take it, just steal it, just enjoy it. Or you see that food, just don't make a bracha, just eat it. Or don't be avderecharis to your mommy and tati, or to your Rebbe. Don't. So that voice is really coming from the Yetzirah. Just the Yetzirah knows if he's going to come and say, hey guys, I'm Yetzirah, and I'm telling you, don't make a bracha. You're going to say, oh, you're Yetzirah, you're an enemy. We're not going to listen to you. So he comes and pretends like
He's your friend. Like, it's something it's just I want. You want just to eat it. You just want to be. They thought it's very, very tricky. So this Ganev, this thief, he just felt this desire inside of him, this big, strong Yitzhara. You want a lot of money. So go steal those Sfarim and go get. That was the Yitzhara of Malach, pushing him very hard to go get it. Because of Shemaim, he was screaming, saying the Baruch is not doing enough. So he pushed this Ganev to go steal the Sfarim. So the Rebbe said, we need to add in all good things to get rid of that taina, that thing that the Yitzhara of Malach is saying. It was coming, let's say, by Hanukkah time. The Rebbe said that everyone should light big menorahs everywhere with a sign, Chabad Lubavitch, and take pictures. And they made a book out of it. I think they call it Let There Be Light. And they printed it, showing, look, around the whole world, how we're making Hanukkah menorahs everywhere, doing a lot of mitzvahs. And the Chalal Rebbe said that Taina, that the Yitzhar Malach is saying, doesn't make sense. Lubavitch is spreading Torah mitzvahs to everyone, teaching everyone chassidus. But we have to add even more, so he shouldn't even be able to say that. People were davening, people were saying tilim. And at the same time, down here in this world, there is a big court case going to start. And for a court case, you have a judge who's a goy. And you have to now explain to a goy, what is a rebbe? Because a regular person, they have things that belong to them, and then they if they pass away, things go to their children. You have to explain this. Goy has to understand, no, this is a rebbe, this is not a regular person. Then a rebbe is connected to every single yid. And he's here for every single yid. It's not just a personal person, for something for himself. There were different things that helped the judge realize what happened, what really is a Rebbe. First of all, there was a letter they found, where the Fidik Rebbe says how the Sfarim belong really to all the yidin, to everyone. This library. So it says clearly, Fidik Rebbe said that it doesn't just belong to me, it belongs to everyone. And they showed it to the judge. Look what the Fidei Rebbe says. So the Yetzahara people, and it wasn't just one person, there are other people trying to make trouble. They said, "Who? Someone's making trouble for the Rebbe? Let's join him, let's help him out." So they said, nah, the Fidei Rebbe said that. Maybe he didn't really mean it. Maybe he said it so someone should help him get the library. Like, as if Chas V'Shalom, the Fidei Rebbe wasn't saying the truth. Chas V'Shalom. And even the judge realized, he wrote later in his ruling from the court, he said it doesn't make sense that a person like the Fidik Rebbe could say something and not mean it. That he could say it and it's not really true. For a Rebbe to say something that's not 100% true doesn't make sense. Even a goy realized. There's another thing that helped the judge realize is the lawyers, also the lawyers who wanted to make trouble, they came and they wanted to ask questions to the Rebbe with video cameras, and asking to take a video and show the judge, and ask questions, try to tricky question to get her to say as if the books belong maybe only to your father, so it belongs to you. They're trying to get tricks. So they're asking her a bunch of questions. Did your tati have things for himself, like his own things? Talis and tefillin. No, but he had things like for himself, like he wanted only for himself, not for anyone else? No, not really. And they were asking a bunch of questions, trying to trick her, and it didn't work. They couldn't trick the Rebbe's in. So finally they asked, tell us, who do you think? What do you think? Who do you think the Sfarim belong to? So the Rebbetzin answered, the Sfarim belong to Chassidim because my father belongs to Chassidim. And even the Yitzhahara lawyers are so shocked, like, when she said that, like, oh no, when the judge is going to hear this, it's not going to be good for the Yitzhahara people. And Taka, they showed the video, and the judge saw that, he was, wow, surprised, wow. You saw here the Rebbe isn't saying, what is a Rebbe? A Rebbe, he's not a person for himself. He's here for the chassidim, for all the yidden. So the judge came to realize more what the truth is. So after they finished the court case, it took the judge a long time to figure out and to think, who does he think the book should belong to, the Sfarim should belong to? And he was reading and he was thinking. It's not like it took him a day, a week, a month. It took him a whole entire year to think and write and that, until he finally came to his decision and let out his opinion. And he said, finally, that the Sfarim belonged to Lubavitch and belonged to the Rebbe. And it was on Hey Tavis that he let out his decision. When the news came to 770 and everywhere in the whole world, people were dancing, people were singing L'chaim, people were singing, playing music. And for 7 days, 770 was like one big Simchas Torah. The whole place was dancing, making a kafas. He had videos of it nonstop. And the Rebbe said extra sichas. Said it came down to Avon Minchal of everyone. And then the Rebbe said that whoever wants can write a letter, a pun, and he's going to bring it to the oil of the Fidik Rebbe. And said it's a special time. Anybody could daven for whatever they want. And if they can't come to some 70 or to the oil and bring it to the oil, if you're somewhere far away, then you could daven by a kaver of any tzaddik, because all the tzaddikim's kvarim, they're all connected to each other. And it's a special time, you can ask whatever you want. The Rebbe said, he's not going to read it, it's not enough time, but he's going to put it by the oil. People, everybody wrote and everybody gave, asked whatever they want, everything they need. So maybe someone's sick and someone needs this, someone needs a bracha. The Rebbe went to the oil with like 11 big bags full of people asking for brachas for everything. Nowadays also, Hey Tev is a very special day up in Shemayim. We can all daven for things. We need daven for Mashiach. So even after Hey Tev is though, the Sfarim didn't come back to 770 yet. Because the Yetzirah people, they try to fight against what the judge said. It's called an appeal. If you don't like what the judge says, you can go to another court and say, I think the judge is wrong. And the other judge is, okay, that's the thing. Let's look at it. And the other judges, they looked at it and think about it. And again, after like almost a year later, the other judges said, no, the first judge was right. The Sfarim belong to the Babich. It doesn't make sense. The Fidik Rebbe can never chas v'shalom say a lie. And the Sfarim have to go back. So after the second court, the appeal won on Chafei Chajvin, the Sfarim has to go back. And 1 week later, on Beis Kislev, the Sfarim came back. So people thought, listen, hey, Tevis was such a big simcha. Everyone's so happy and dancing. And fine, it was good. So now when the Sfarim come back, let's all come and sing and dance. But the Rebbe was very upset people came to sing and dance. The Rebbe told him, when you have to go learn Torah, what do you mean the Sfarim won? It's that we learned the Sfarim. We learned Torah. And the Sfarim coming back is like a geula for the Sfarim. The Rebbe said there are still more Sfarim. Hey, look at Sfarim, the Rebbeim, even though the Rebbeim wrote themselves, that are still stuck in like gullus, in the captivity in Russia. The government in Russia still has Sfarim of the Rebbeim that they know they stole, and they're supposed to give it back, but they don't want to give it back. They don't want to give it back. And the Rebbe said, we still need to daven and try to get those farmers to come back. So each one of us, when we do more mitzvahs, we learn more Torah, and we buy more Sfarim for ourselves, this helps that also those farmers should come back, and we should have a complete geula. With a geula of the Sfarim will help, together will be the complete geula of Mashiach coming. So Hey Tev is a very special day. And it's a big schos. We could buy more Sfarim and add more learning Torah. And we're hoping that very soon we'll have the biggest Dida Notzach, the biggest victory. We'll have the base of Mikdash, we'll have Mashiach Tzidkenu, take of Miyar Mamish.